Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Delighted, as always, to be joined by Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, with his picks of what's new, or the best of what's new to watch this weekend. And we have three movies this week, Owen. I think all of them, for different reasons, certainly worth a watch. But this one in particular, I am loving the sound of this. I read earlier on, it's been described as a gothic thriller wrapped in a Western. And this is new to Netflix. It's got quite the cast as well, including Benedict Cumberbatch and Kirsten Dunst. And this is Power of the Dog.
25 years since our first run together. 1900 and nothing.
It's a long time.
What you doing?
Getting mixed up with her.
A man's made by patience. And the odds against him.
For what kind of man would I be if I did not help my mother?
Peter!
If I did not save her.
Yeah, this is one that I think has a lot of early Oscars buzz around it, definitely for Benedict Cumberbatch's role and also for director Jane Campion. There's a lot of mystery going on. At the very beginning, it's a Western, nearly has like a ghostly feel to it. You know, it's quite different in that sense. And then as the cogs begin to turn, you kind of realize what's going on. So yeah, it's set in 1925 in Montana on a ranch. Benedict Cumberbatch plays a guy called Phil, and he's also lives with his brother George, who's played by Jesse Plemons. Jesse Plemons' character, he ends up marrying a woman called Rose, who's played by Kirsten Dunst, and she kind of upsets the order of the house as they lived for so many years, because she's got her son, who's played by Smith McPhee. It's one of those you don't know what to expect when you're going into it, and it's best I don't tell you exactly what exactly is going on.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff begins to unfold and come to the surface. You know, there's a lot of secrets held in there. If you think of the time that it's set in 1925, you know, there's probably a lot of things that would have gone unsaid, let's say, in a household.
Right.
So it's got, yeah, that kind of buzz around.
So, is it kind of sort of a slow burning movie?
Yes, for sure. And then once Benedict Cumberbatch's character kind of starts to unfurl a little bit, you see exactly what's going on with him. I can definitely see why it would have Oscar buzz around it. You know, we won't get to see these nominations until February, I don't think, is when they actually come out. So we've got a long wait there to see if he actually gets that nomination. But yeah, it's a really intense movie. And yeah, if you're looking for, I guess, something not so festive to watch this weekend, I'd watch this one for sure.
Okay, all right. Well, certainly something to lose yourself in there. And if you are, by the way, looking for something festive, just hang on in there, because we do have something for you. But this one is also, I mean, that sounds a little heavy. Up My Street Now, I love the sound of Power of the Dog on Netflix. This one sounds a little heavy as well, though. And again, this has got a great cast with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, directed by Ridley Scott. And this is also on Netflix this weekend. And this is The Last Duel, a gripping tale of betrayal and vengeance set in 14th century France.
Chocolaterie entered our home. He attacked me.
The accusation is false.
The truth does not matter. There is only the power of men.
This should be settled quietly.
I'm innocent!
I request a duel to the death.
If you lose, your wife will suffer dire consequences.
One of us has lied. Let us let God decide.
Yes, so if you remember, Matt Damon got stuck here last year filming this, and this is the movie. This is,
is
The Last Duel, Ridley Scott's movie. It's kind of an epic, really. If you missed it, it was in cinemas a few months ago, but I think, I don't know if we got a lot of buzz around it in cinemas, so now it's got an early Disney Plus release just this weekend. It's one of those that it follows three different storylines. We're told one story from three different perspectives, which is a nice little different way of telling the story, really. And so we get the story from Jodie Comer's character, Marguerite, who gets, a horrible act gets done to her. And then we have Adam Driver's version as well, and also Matt Damon. So it's three different stories going on at the same time. Eventually, kind of, it unfurls itself bit by bit through each character's different perspective. Very intense, I would say that. It's, if you're expecting like one of those gladiator alien, kind of like typical Ridley Scott, it's not that, but it is... you know, it is very intense. It kind of grips you in at the start. I won't give away too much either of what happens in this. But yeah, worth the watch for sure.
All right. Well, those are two serious ones.
I know. Time for something completely different, I think.
Otherwise, it's going to be a typical Monday morning for all of us. So we will finish with this. The first gay rom-com that Netflix have ever distributed, because I don't know if they've produced it or not, but just in time for Christmas, Single All the Way, and probably no prizes for guessing how the story is going to pan out here. Light and fluffy and festive anyway, I would suspect.
Oh yes, lots of cuteness, lots of fun in here.
Your family really wants you to have a relationship.
Yes, I know, that's very clear.
So my early Christmas present for you is a blind date.
I love it.
He loves it.
You're going.
You're going.
Where are you
going? He's going on a blind date.
Like from Grindr?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's one of Netflix's first Christmas movies, which is centered on a gay couple, which is really great to see. And it's, you know, it's one of those where you watch the trailer and you know exactly what's going to happen. You know you're going to watch it anyway. Follows a couple, their friends. One of them is played by Michael Urie, who you might remember from Ugly Betty many years ago. He's going home for the holidays with his friend, and his mother, played by the wonderful Kathy, and Jimmy is setting him up on a blind date with a lovely, handsome trainer. And then, you know, the family gets involved and stuff, and the real I guess love comes out in the end between the two friends. But yeah, it's a cracking cast. Jennifer Coolidge is in there as the lovely single aunt. You can kind of, you know, exactly what to expect from her in this. But yeah, it's lots of fun, lots of festive. It's a really good watch, I think. You know, if you're going to put up the Christmas tree this weekend, I'm sure lots of people out there are going to do it.
Okay, guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you won't get any prizes for guessing the storyline or how it's all going to end.
Oh no, just watch the trailer. You get it all there.
All right, okay, Owen, thanks for that. So just to recap, on Netflix, Power of the Dog, The Last Duel on Disney+, and then finishing off with that one, Single All the Way, also on Netflix this weekend. Owen, as always, from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, a pleasure to chat with you, and look forward to having you back on with us again next Saturday.
Thanks, Carol.